Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's a sneak to the left, and they shove him right into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run. The beast has been released. Back to pass, looking left, pumps, rolls to his right, pocket collapsing, comes back to his left, heaves it down the left sideline for Shavers in the end zone for a touchdown. A broken play, goes for 6, 43 yards. And it's a tunnel screen to Ty Johnson, threw a hole and up the sideline, 40, 35, 30, it's a foot race, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Ty Johnson. Mayfield looking to the right, and it's picked off. Cole Bishop with the interception. Back on his feet, up the sideline, and down to the 25.
All right, there you go. That's Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. I am Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. A Buffalo Football Victory Monday we get back to after last week departing from that for a Monday. And, of course, that's presented by Catholic Health, and it is the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Good to be with you today. Happy Victory Monday to you. Bills get back in the win column, 44-32 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a game that saw, I believe, what, 9 lead changes. You can call the show today. This is the difference, right, between a win and a loss. I get here last week to start the show, Joe. I think we had like 5 callers already on hold. Today, got open phone lines, basically. A couple people are starting to call now, but now's your chance to get in if you want to say whatever you need to say on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Quick turnaround to Thursday. We'll get to that in a little while, but 803-0550 is the number. If you don't want to call and you just want to get involved in the chat, we have that going over in our YouTube and Twitch streams. Check it out on YouTube. Looking right now at some of the chatters. The bullpen, as we like to say. Hello, Dan. Giglia, I believe it is. Bill. Ardo. JT Bills. AC. Who else we got in here? Tony. Nick DePew. Johnny G. Hot Dirt. Kelvin. I'm sure a lot of you have other use. I like to just kind of let you know that I'm there, that I'm watching and I'm seeing you, all right? But as always, I always say, I can't really interact with the bullpen during the show because I'm live and talking. JTL, thank you. But you guys can interact with each other, and I appreciate that. So thanks for coming aboard here. All right, 44-32, Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot to get to in this game, and I think it would probably be, I mean, it's so I think you need to start with the Keon Coleman stuff, but at the same time, I don't want to wash away the victory by starting with that. I mean, this was a needed win. This was a win against a team that was another a high-level opponent, a good team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that has a very, very good quarterback playing at an MVP level earlier in the year at least, and a defense that was giving up some big plays, and the Bills took advantage of that yesterday. And an offense for the Bills that finally seemed to get on track in the passing game. And what I was encouraged by was the fact that the run game, which has been so strong for the Bills that they've been leaning on for quite a while, that for 2 weeks now has kind of been shut down a bit by opponents. And last week they weren't able to figure it out in the pass game. And this week they were. And of course, a little Josh Allen magic and Superman football from Josh Allen at times. I mean, give credit to the whole offense and what they were able to do with Josh, but holy cow, the MVP played like the MVP yesterday. Josh Allen accounting for 6 total touchdowns. He ran for 3. He threw for 3. He accounted for 357 yards of offense. Through a bad interception early, through another one later that was deflected on a fourth down. And he was at his best when his team needed him to be. But part of the reason why he was at his best when his team needed him to be was because the cast around him stepped up to be more available in ways where we have not seen the cast around him be more available for him in weeks past. What do I mean by that? Out of structure. Off-script plays, getting downfield, Tyrell Shavers, sitting down in the zone, Gabe Davis. I mean, the numbers are there, right? You take a look at the numbers. 19 of 30, 317. You take a look at 10 different targets, 9 different guys catching passes, a 43-yard touchdown, a 25-yard touchdown, a 52-yard touchdown. A couple of those were catches and runs, right? Shot plays down the field. The Bills actually had, if you go to arrow up, arrow down, I have it at WGR550.com. One of the arrows up I gave, if you didn't notice or didn't know the numbers, I'll give them to you. The Bills actually had, let me count them again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays of at least 20 yards. And we believe all were passes. 8 20-yard or more pass plays in this game. That's something that's been lacking and missing from this offense. But beyond the numbers, the eye test was there. The eye test of the passing game, it just looked better. It looked smoother. It looked more efficient. And that's what they need going forward. And who would have thought, as great of a story as he was, and as much as he became a fan favorite, and everybody understood that he worked his butt off to earn it, who would have thought that maybe the answer on the boundary would be Tyrell Shavers? And I'm not going to jump all the way and lean in all the way to that right now because it's one game. But Tyrell Shavers mattered yesterday. He mattered. So did Gabe Davis. This was a team that late in the week, we know this now from everything that was said from Sean McDermott and Keon Coleman himself, late in the week, they transitioned from Keon Coleman being a big part of the game plan or a part of the game plan and understanding his role, starting all that stuff that he normally does, to being benched because he was late or missed a team meeting. It was, I guess there's still not complete clarification on that. I think Sean McDermott said he was late, but third discipline issue for this young man, second this year, have to transition and go right to, okay, Gabe, you're elevated. Maybe that was going to happen anyway. You got to play snaps. Tyrell Shavers, you're taking a bulk of the snaps. Tyrell Shavers and Khalil Shakir were on the field more than any other wide receiver on the Buffalo Bills yesterday. And it looked better. It looked better. I don't think there's any denying that. Now, again, against a defense that's been giving up, you know, yards and points and plays through the air. So let's see what it looks like next week. If maybe they'd even do that next week. What happens now going forward? I don't know. I'm just here to tell you that without Keon Coleman and with Tyrell Shavers and Gabe Davis, And a couple plays of Mecole Hardman sprinkled in. I don't really want to go that far with him because he had one shot down the field and they didn't connect. But with Tyrell Shavers and Gabe Davis and no Keon Coleman, the passing game looked better yesterday. It also looked better because they got running backs involved. Four catches for about, what, 127 yards? I think it was five catches between Ty Johnson and Ray Davis. So we're going to talk about it all today. It's all on the table. You know how this Monday works, the Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Got the Victory Monday t-shirt on, got the phone calls lined up for you, and it's your chance to say what you need to say about this particular game, this particular team, and have your platform and your forum. So we'll do all of that today. We'll get to sit up, stand down, hey buddy, I'll take a look around the league as we go forward as well. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. Let's start it off with Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Sal, this is Buffalo Bills football. This is what I've been saying when I've been calling all year. I know we've had some bad games, but this is how we do it. We've got to get into shootouts because we got the best damn quarterback in football. Well, I think either him or the guy in Cincinnati who's injured. And this is how we do it. I don't care if we give up points. I don't care what happens on the other side of the ball. This is how we play. This is how we dominate teams. And it was this was just perfect. This is what I've been trying to say all year. And, you know, two things. One thing about Josh. Josh, listen, I love you to death. You know that. You're my favorite athlete. But can we get rid of that Patrick Mahomes play? You know, the one where you shot put it or whatever it is he does, and you took the interception. Can you just take the sack there?
Yeah, he should have done that. But, you know, yeah, I think the issue was there. I think, Billy, I'm just trying to get in Josh's head here. He was so close to the goal line. If he just grounds it, that's a penalty and that's a safety because he's there. And I think he wanted to avoid a sack in the end zone as well because that's a safety. So bad decision. I'm not disagreeing, but I think that's what he was thinking there. He wanted to avoid the safety. And of course it became a even, you know, a tough decision anyway.
Yeah. And just one last thing,
yeah.
You know, Sal, I've been saying to you before that we need that one play where we're in trouble. And boy, did I love that play where Josh looks like he's going to run. He's about 4 or 5 yards short. And the old Josh would just bust right through those guys. But I think this was a set play. They had a receiver wide. He makes the pass. Okay, we got called for it being a forward lateral. That was a little too close. I didn't think that was a forward lateral.
It was forward.
Yep. Okay. But what
forward.
A great call on yeah. that. What a great call for him. If it's not a forward lateral, it's a great
yeah,
play.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know what I would tell you, Billy? I think the wind actually pushed it forward, and I'm not kidding. I actually think the wind, his momentum did for sure, but I think the wind, that was the way the wind was going, and his momentum carried him that way, and I think the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was a design play, but of course there's a guy, there's an outlet there and it happened. Hey, Billy, I got to run. I got more calls. Thanks a lot for calling, buddy, as always.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Let's go down to Atlanta. Michael in Atlanta. What's up, man?
Hey, Sal. Hey, thanks again for doing what you do, man.
You got it.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Okay,
yep.
So real quick, I do want to talk about just something very spooky. So I communicate with my nephew. Him and I text a lot during the game. And when the Bills had the ball in the end zone and a text came in, I thought that was him. He knows I'm on delay. He said, oh, no, what, Josh Allen throwing an interception? Well, it wasn't him, and then Josh Allen threw the interception. But I had this weird feeling that he was going to come back in the game, and I kid you not. I thought he was going to have 5 touchdowns. I was wrong. It was 6. But I'm impressed with how he bounced back from that. But I'm also super impressed with Joe Brady and how he managed the game when the Tampa defense was stopping the Bills' running game. I just thought that it was masterful, the way that he opened up quick, short passes, almost like extended handoffs. I just want to give kudos to Brady because I really thought that he called a great game. Of course, Bills had to execute, which they did, but I still thought that was great. I just wanted your opinion on him calling the game.
Yeah, I gave him an arrow up, arrow down. I thought that he did a very good job. I thought that he did a good job of managing and making adjustments after the Buccaneers came after Josh very early in the game, that first series. Josh throws the interception. After that, he was pretty clean. That was number one. Number two, I thought he did a good job of figuring out how to, and the Bills did a good job of getting more control of the run game. It was never great, but it got better as the game went on and kept them off balance. They did a nice job. I mean, if you look at the overall numbers in the game for the Bills, I mean, I just want to say, I think Josh threw the ball 30 times. 30 passes. And 23 runs. You know, I mean, that's a nice balance there, I think, and that's what that can help you out.
Some of those runs were important at the end of the game when Kirk did get some 7-8-yard runs. And one last thing, all this talk about week to week, and you know, the greatest team, the worst team, all this stuff we're hearing from fans. Look, it helps when you get players back, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, they were devastated last week with injury, and getting all these players back is really, I think, helped the team. And I think what's going to, you know, carry them through in the playoffs or whatever team's going to go deep in the playoffs is going to be who's peaking at the right time and who's healthy.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. It always is. Thanks a lot for the phone call. And the Bills still without Dalton Kincaid yesterday. We'll see what happens and what that means for Thursday. Quick turnaround, so not sure he'll be available by then. Then you have 10 days to get ready for the next game. But nice job. Dawson Knox actually had a really large share of the snap count yesterday. And then Jackson Hawes did not play as much. But the Bills did a nice job, I thought, of mixing personnel. Take a look at the snap counts. I tweeted them out, at Sal Sports. I mean, you're talking all wide receivers are basically between 40 and 50%. I mean, they did a nice job of mixing that in. It was a true everybody eats mentality, what they preach, and it worked yesterday. Doesn't always work. It worked yesterday. Cleveland in Niagara Falls. Hi, Cleveland.
Sal, I'm absolutely beside myself, and I have been since the beginning of that game when, you know, we lose to the 2-7 Dolphins to a team whose best secondary player is playing in Pittsburgh right now. You have these questions of whether or not you're a starting wide receiver, and you have the nerve to miss, be late, whatever, to a mandatory meeting. I just think that's just – and it's your third disciplinary action. And then we look so good in the passing game without you, which makes me think maybe the passing game had a problem because of you. I have no sympathy for Keon Coleman, and I think he needs to be demoted all the way down to the practice squad. I just wanted to say that.
I appreciate your sentiment. I will tell you that's not happening because of this. Well, he hung up, just so you know. And I love the fire and passion, and I agree for a large part of what you're saying, Cleveland. I'll touch on a couple things here. I mean, Keon Coleman needs to grow up. I'm not saying that just as Sal Capaccio. I'm saying that as what's being echoed from the locker room. You heard Deion Dawkins say that. Now, I will say, the clip that's going viral with Deion and talking about that, Deion said a lot of great things about Keon, and the clip is being picked up of the negative kind of part of that, which is he needs to grow up. But he's not wrong. And Deion talked about, we got his back. And I talked with him, and hey, no more pats in the back. Time to grow up. I'm going to tell you, like, it's a sign of immaturity that he has not become quite the professional he needs to be. He needs to do that. He needs to become more of a professional to understand this is a job that people rely on you and your actions. Your actions as a professional football player impact other people's lives and careers around you. Every day, every meeting, everything you do on the field and off the field. This isn't just about Keon Coleman, the person. It's about Keon Coleman, the part of the organization. Keon Coleman, the teammate. What he does, how he acts, the things that the Bills have to deal with impact everybody around him. And I think he has to understand that, and he hasn't yet. Now, to your point, Cleveland, just so you know, he'd have to be waived to go to the practice squad. If he gets waived, he's just getting claimed. Now, I'm sure there's somebody listening going, I don't care, get him off my team. Well, the Bills aren't going to waive Keon Coleman and have him just lose him for nothing as a second-round pick last year. Because the reality is he's still a young man, and by all indications, he's a really fun, fine young man. He just hasn't learned how to be a professional yet and hasn't matured enough to understand that yet. And he needs to very quickly, now, like now. Now's the time. Do it. At the end of the game, after the game, we caught up with him outside the Bills locker room, and he just kept repeating, I just have to be better. Well, then be better. I asked him, when did you know you weren't going to play? He said, oh, I knew that basically right away. Can't keep making those mistakes. Well, you did make that mistake again. Then stop making the mistakes again. Be more accountable. Be more aware of what your life now entails as a professional football player, as a professional in anything. But the good news is, the optimism is, he is still young, and it doesn't have to be the definition of his career. He could literally, starting today, be the most on-time, timely person ever, and the hardest worker ever, and have a Hall of Fame career. We don't know. The Bills aren't going to move on from Keon Coleman right now. They're not going to waive him so he goes to the practice squad. But I do wonder if he's in the lineup Thursday. I do wonder how much he plays going forward, because that passing offense looked better, and Cleveland made the point. It looked better without him. And maybe that's another wake-up call to him, and he goes, hey, yo, Tyrell, Gabe, like, what am I doing here? I better get my butt in gear. Maybe. You hope. Let's go to Mr. Bill, who wants to chime on this. Hi, Mr. Bill.
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Yep.
Just two quick things. It's just so disappointing with Keon, everything that's going on. I don't want to pile on him. Everybody's been talking about him. But when you look at someone like Tyrell Shavers and all the adversity that he's overcame, almost making his team so many times, my mind goes to, if Keon was in that position with his maturity level and how he's dealt with the injury and things like that, how would he react? Would he have done what Tyrell Shavers has done, or would he have given up? I don't know. It's just something that I think about. And going to the defense,
yeah.
One of the tough things about this defense is three people have done so much for our franchise, Bernard, Milano, and Taren. Their play has dropped off, and Bernard made a lot of plays yesterday. Let's be real, he plays hard. Sounds like he's a hard worker, always has the tablet with him, and same with Taren and Milano, but their drop in play has really, really affected this defense more than anything, man. And again, they've done so much for this franchise. Very grateful for them, but I'll hang up and listen to what you guys
say. Yeah, I mean, Terrell Bernard's clearly dealing with the ankle. I thought he actually played pretty well yesterday, considering everything. And I know they got run on a lot, but Terrell Bernard looked more like Terrell Bernard, even though, yes, they did have a lot of run yards against them. He was filling holes better. He was at the point of attack better. I thought he was moving better, dropping better. He actually had two tackles for loss, two passes defended. I think you have to understand the ankle injury is impacting him a lot, and what's happening up front with these guys is impacting them a lot. It's not an excuse. I agree with you. Taren Johnson has not had his best year. You can make the argument that Cam Lewis has been better when he's in there. Matt Milano is not making the splash plays we've used to see from Matt Milano. But he's also, though, still processing at a high level compared to other people you can put in there. You know, and I get it. But there are a lot of things that get baked into all that. Let's go to Anthony in New York City. Hi, Anthony.
Sal, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Sal, you're talking about the defense. I feel they're missing that off in the middle of defense because they're getting gashed.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're missing them for sure. I mean, that's tough. They're missing Michael Hoyt as well. They are missing him. And he's not coming back anytime soon. Ed Oliver's not going to be back here until probably playoff time at best to start the playoffs. That's what it feels like, or it seems like, at least that's the word. Michael Hoyt, missing him. after only having him for less than two games. You saw the impact. Landon Jackson can't get on the field now because he's injured, obviously. He's out. I mean, you got to piece this together with who you have. Let's go to Gary in Buffalo. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Sal.
Yep.
So my question to you is, Todd Bowles decided to challenge the completed pass in the, I believe it was the first half. And
was it the one with Samuel on the sideline or no? Which one?
It's the one where he challenged the completed pass. And then if that was the case and it was a completed pass, that he actually fumbled it and Buffalo recovered. So if that challenge would have gone through and it was a completed pass, would in fact Buffalo, would have they gotten the ball back because of the fumble?
Okay, yes. I'm going to go through this, but I'll say the answer to your question is yes. I'll just a precursor to this, I have not seen the full replay of it other than what I saw on the field, so I can't tell you right now everything, but I will tell you, to answer your question, Gary, when a play is challenged, they do review the entire play. You know what I mean? So yes, if it was determined it was a catch and a fumble, the Bills would have got it. Yes.
Yeah, and that just solidifies my fact that I never was a fan of Todd Bowles. I look at him on the TV screen and I giggle when
Let me ask you this, Gary and Joe, you can weigh in on this, and maybe even Owen, because I haven't seen it. Was it if it was a catch? Was it also a fumble? Gary's saying it was. What did you see? I have not seen the replay enough yet.
It could have been for sure. If it was going to be ruled a catch, it would have been a fumble.
Okay, that's what he's saying, right?
I don't think it was. I don't think the ground caused it. It was out and about before.
So Gary, it looks like you got a couple of guys here agreeing with you because, like I said, I have not looked at it yet in detail. I only saw the replay on the board, and I immediately said, "Oh, that's not a catch," and I didn't think about the second part of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, thanks for answering that. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. The answer to the question Gary's asking is, if he wins the challenge, isn't it a fumble? Yes, because the whole play is reviewed actually. So if they determine it's a catch, they have to say it's also a fumble because you can't just say we're going to give him the catch and not the fumble. That would not make any sense. Oh, and I cut you off, but you saw the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. I saw essentially the same.
Okay.
Same thing where it was one or the other, where it was either an incomplete pass or the guy caught it and then Bernard had it. So it was one or the other.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good start to a Buffalo football victory Monday. Sal Capaccio with you here on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.